Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Here, 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler has worked hard. I'm looking at pictures of Mrs. Clinton.
Okay, why?
Well, mostly because I find the way she's a subject of the focus of people who either want to support her or don't support her because of the email thing or just because she is who she is. The way the news media portrays plural, right? Yes, plural. And this I find fascinating, Richie. When you look back over how it isn't so much, I call it the news media, but it really isn't legitimate. The depending on the point of view that the authors of stories have, or the philosophy of a particular media company, like Fox, most of the pictures they put out of Mrs. Clinton have her sort of, you know, she looks like a grumpy old lady, grumpy old grandma. And then when you see some of the other pictures of people like New York Times, we put a decent picture of her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyway, getting beyond all of that and the attitude, I had on the Countdown show, maybe you can find this from the weekend, because Mrs. Clinton's story is one of the 10 items that was on top of the News Talk issue list last week. The lawmakers and lawyers, people weighing in on the use of her personal email account as Secretary of State. I don't even know, Kenny, what does this take to do, setting this stuff up? How do you do... She has her own server, and she has things that make it hard for those of us who don't necessarily have a wonderful time with technology anyway, to imagine how you do all of this. How hard is it to set up this, you know, I have a guy, you have a guy, we all have guys that come to our houses or to our office to fix the computers. I'm looking at three screens now.
It's not hard to set up your own email server. No. I mean, she couldn't do it herself, but she could certainly have people that could do it. The tricky part is nothing. How secure can it be? I'm sure she doesn't have staff on site 24/7 like the State Department does to secure her emails if she's having emails going back and forth in a very important conversation with heads of state. How is some guy that stops by her house once a week, once a day, once a month able to secure those things? And then the other kicker here is, what if there are emails that she has, she's given up 50,000 some pages of emails to the government and says, here, I want to be totally open and honest with everything, but what if there's another 50,000 that she hasn't given up and we don't know these conversations that have gone on? So it's just, it's very tricky for somebody to just kind of take control of that. That's the government's job. When you're any government employee and you're doing government business, it's their job to protect your information and to secure your information and to also have access to it.
Why?
Because you're working for us. She's working for you and me and us. Hmm. And if there is something going on, we have the right to know what she's doing.
Kenny?
Yeah, I'd agree. I keep hearing about that she may have broken a federal law, and there seems to be some question as to when it actually became a law. But regardless of whether it's a law or not, it seems kind of shady. And the fact that she hasn't really come out and said anything doesn't help any.
Yeah, she tweeted about it.
Right.
The only thing she said is one tweet that says, I want to be open and honest, and I plan to give all my emails over to the government. Unless we get your server, how do we know
that? How will we know? Yeah.
You need to give us your server for us to really have everything. And then we don't know what's been deleted, although I'm sure, you know, computer forensics could figure out if she's deleted anything. Mm-hmm. But it just lends to that Clinton, questionability.
Above the law.
Yeah, we're above the law. We're doing our own thing, and we've always kind of got this shady thing going on, which was really Bill's deal. You know, not so much, you know, her. She has, you know, some things on her thing, but people didn't really not trust her as much as Bill, but now this lends to that.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken or Rich at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Do you care? One way or another. Richie and Kenny care? I don't. It doesn't make a difference to me one way or another. I think everybody knows everything that they need to know about her. The Benghazi thing is a red herring. All this stuff that people want, the political side of it, is dangerous for her. The factual side isn't. I don't think.
I'm shocked to hear that you don't care about a government official, a high-end government official, controlling the information that is ours.
I'm not sure that really. She's trying to control it. Is the question whether or not she released, or when whoever pushed the button to release 32,000 emails or however many there were, the question is whether all of them are included one way or another. I know what I know about Mrs. Clinton, and it isn't going to affect whether I would vote for her or I wouldn't vote for her. And in terms of whether it gets us into trouble, or was there some deal that was made, I don't.
Or were there state secrets stolen?
What state secrets? What state secrets could be possibly stolen?
You don't think that the Secretary of State has critical information that
I think he has a lot of critical information. But what at this point she hasn't been Secretary of State for 4 years. Tia Leone is the Secretary of State now, isn't she?
Yes, and she's very effective.
And she's right. She's taking care of all the problems. Last night she took care of a problem in Turkey, and today she'll take care of a problem that may exist in Brazil. Yeah. 888-302-3684. So who thinks what? Who hid John here? Isn't that the expression? Who hid John? I think it was something like that. Anyway, I think if you want to be concerned about it, it's great. If you don't care, there isn't anything short of maybe she shoots somebody that would change the opinions that people have of her one way or another. I think if you like Clinton, Bill or her, you like them. If you don't like them, this is just one
way.
They
are extremely likable people, and the people that like them aren't going to have their minds changed either way.
Right. So I think this is a much ado about nothing. There are a lot of other things going on that are of interest and importance, including the commemoration of Bloody Sunday on that Selma Bridge. If you saw the movie, you sort of had more of a graphic idea. We'll talk about that in a moment. It's Monday on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileged Reward Night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
18 at the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. 888-302. Doug, the weekend activities in Selma, Alabama. Richie, did you see that movie?
I have not.
No. Ken, did you see it?
I haven't seen it either.
All right. So I'm surprised, not that you haven't seen it, but people... this is one of those examples of the Oscars this year not being as interesting because a lot of people hadn't seen the movies that were the subject.
Yeah, let me tell you how it works
won.
In my house. Unless it's animated,
yeah,
I don't get to get out to the movies much.
I wonder, though, about your son is 11 years old, right?
Yeah.
So how aware is he, and I ask this of everybody who's listening, how aware is he of current events like the situation yesterday in Selma? There were 15,000-20,000 people that gathered at that bridge. It was the 50th anniversary of that confrontation. The Voting Rights Act in 1965 came out of that experience. How, at 11, do you think, maybe the better way of asking the question, Richie, should an 11-year-old boy or girl in America be aware of that historical event, or is it too tender?
I don't want to say struggle. I wrestle with how much to talk to them about this. They learn a lot about Martin Luther King in their early years. My daughter's in first grade, and they go through Martin Luther King at kindergarten, first grade, second, every year. So
that's politically correct, in a sense, although it's good history.
That's great. I'm glad that they're learning a lot about him. They should. You know what? Kids are so open, and they don't care. Our community is so multicultural that they don't even think about it. They don't think about racism. They don't think. And then, you know, so I just want to keep them that way for as long as I possibly can, mm-hmm. to where the skin color doesn't matter to them. Mm-hmm. They just are friends with this kid and that kid and whatever. And just, you know,
yeah.
So he's become aware of what racism is, mm-hmm. over the last few years, three years or something. So you kind of, you know, have some conversations with them about that. But for the most part, I don't want to bring skin color into anybody.
I wonder how many people who have prejudices have an opinion one way or another as to whether to teach their children, have the children exposed to, wonder about this event. I didn't know as much about it as what I learned from going to the movie, frankly. 21 after this, Good Day. Hello.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
You say, hello, my only one. Remember, you got no brothers, you got love in your
Thank
head.
Heavens.
You're still
if it weren't for Kanye West, Paul McCartney would be a nobody from nowhere. This song is what brought Paul McCartney into fame and fortune, Rich.
That's it.
Tip of the hat to Kanye West, who has such an ego that people from his organization have tried to sell air from Kanye West's tour dates. One bid started at $5,000. There are a dozen Ziploc bags of air from Kanye West concerts available for sale on eBay with a buy it now price between $100 and $1,500. And believe it or not, several of the listings had actual bids. Would you say it was $189?
Yeah, that's the most.
Yeah. Earlier in the week, a seller in Pennsylvania was selling a bag with a bidding price of $60,000. 90 bids were made on that, but that was a joke, it would appear, right?
Yeah, and people saw that and thought they were going to make money, so now there are probably 100 bags on eBay now.
Just amazing. And people buy this stuff.
Here's Madonna. She believes Kanye West is the black version of herself.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Is she having a sex change operation?
I guess he's also the male version of herself.
I got it.
So the black male version of herself.
It's just it's a way to take another shot at him as far as I'm concerned, which he richly deserves. 25 after the hour, Saturday Night Live. What happens here in this part of the program, if you're new to the Good Day program, hello, welcome, thank you for being here. Richie and Kenny and I are focused on fun here, and so because oftentimes, the Saturday Night Live stuff offers on Monday morning such a wonderful source
to wake up
for a laugh. Exactly. Here's from the Weekend Update, a joke about Mrs. Clinton. Imagine.
Hillary Clinton tweeted this week that she has asked the State Department to release all of her emails from her years as Secretary of State. No word yet on the identity of the lucky individual who has to read through 50,000 emails from a grandma.
All right, here's a joke about Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Washington.
This week, Israeli Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu came to address Congress about the threat from Iran, and he left as the front runner for the 2016 Republican nomination.
That would be something, wouldn't it? Yeah. All right, here's the joke. I don't know. I want to see what they have. I have not heard this. How do you make fun of a plane that almost goes into the water off the Long Island, New York, the LaGuardia Airport sliding incident from this week?
A Delta airplane skidded off a snowy runway while landing at New York's LaGuardia Airport, slamming through a fence and almost falling into the bay. But the good news is the pilot didn't even spill his drink. Afterwards, passengers were safely removed from the airplane, at which point Delta charged them a $45 crash survival fee.
There's more truth to that probably than
that is too funny.
All right, here's the joke about Ben Carson.
Potential Republican presidential candidate Dr. Ben Carson, a neurosurgeon, said this week that homosexuality is a choice because many people go to prison straight, and when they come out, they're gay. Kind of like how in that last sentence, Dr. Carson went in as a neurosurgeon and came out as a complete idiot.
All right, keep playing the other ones, David. Yeah.
Potential Republican...
Yeah, wait.
Dr. Ben Carson... neurosurgeon said this week that homosexuality is a choice. Carson made the comments to himself over and over in the men's locker room.
One more.
Dr. Ben Carson, a candidate for president, said that homosexuality is a choice. Unfortunately for him, so are elections.
Okay. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Yeah, funny.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry and Gara LaMarche. Coming right up, what do you think of the James Fallows Atlantic piece that we have great soldiers but bad wars because of political mistakes?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for the couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
I've a happy dance of coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and LaMarche. James Fallows has an amazing cover piece in The Atlantic last month where he says that we have great soldiers, but they're misled into bad wars by political fools.
I don't think it's right. The wars we have been waging in Iraq and Afghanistan are inherently difficult because they're wars of counterinsurgency, and there's always a political element to that. And we had militarily pretty clearly won that conflict, and then politically it got away from us. But the American forces, they came to understand Iraqi society, to understand the tribal elements. So it was a marvelous feat of American arms that was subsequently lost.
What I took away from Fallows' piece was, there is a weird estrangement in this society from the military. It's a different kind of estrangement than you had in the Vietnam period, where people came back and felt disrespected or that their service hadn't been honored. And now it's coupled with huge warm embrace. It all levels, and yet we've most certainly all elites, and most people do not serve in the military, so there's this kind of reflexive thank you for your service thing without much genuine understanding of what goes on.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry and Gara LaMarche.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This is the day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too.
That's the state of the world today. It's Monday, the Doug Steffen Good Day way of checking things out on this good day. Rich McBennett controls our studios in Washington. His, I'm in Los Angeles. Kenny's in San Diego. 80 degrees and beautiful here yesterday. Not a cloud in the sky. It was one of those wonderful things after having been back on the farm for 4 days or so and watching and observing and being in the elements. I realize how spoiled and fortunate I am to be able to be here and just walk around in a short-sleeved shirt, take Charlotte for a walk, don't worry about anything except getting run over by the crazy people that are trying to get to the light first. That's the biggest problem being here and negotiating around. It was so beautiful here yesterday. The traffic was so bad you couldn't. I had to go down to Long Beach in the late morning, and then I went over to Megan's, which is on the other side of Dodger Stadium, and negotiating. And it's just all because people from the hills or from inland want to go down to the beach. Being on the beach is a terrific... Well, the traffic on the beach on a day like yesterday is about as bad as the traffic on the highway. But there is such mania. Can you imagine having a concession stand on a beach here up and down the coast, even down as far as where you are, Kenny? There is barely an inch of space or land that hasn't been used by some commercial interest. And there are so many restaurants, so many places you can go.
I'm actually surprised when I drive from L.A. to San Diego how much untapped beachfront there is on the drive down.
That's
there.
All government land.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything.
You know where the traffic jams were here in D.C. yesterday in the suburbs?
Yeah.
The car washes.
Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to get their car cleaned.
I was telling Ken at 10 o'clock at night, I went by one of the gas stations with the drive-through car wash.
Yeah.
Line, 15 cars long still.
Yeah. So how, is your car dirty or clean?
Oh, it's filthy.
Filthy.
But I'm not going to sit in line. I'm not going to spend an hour
washing yourself. What happened to people washing their... Did washing your car go the same way as mowing your own lawn? Do people wash their cars anymore?
In the summertime, I'll wash my own car. But when it's, 55 degrees,
Teacher, why don't you teach your children to wash the car? And mow the lawn, as far as that's concerned.
I don't want my 7-year-old daughter playing with a lawnmower yet. My son's about the time where he can start learning.
Yeah, but what about washing the car? Could she wash the car?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't do a good job of it.
Yeah. Kenny, do you wash your own car, or do you have it done?
It's so rare that we
wash your
need
car.
To wash the car.
Oh, that's right. No salt on the roads out here.
Yeah, it's more when there's an altercation with a bird or some animal that you want to...
Speaking of altercations, we were talking about commemoration of Bloody Sunday on that Selma Bridge, and other people were there yesterday. If you're familiar with one of the other happenings, Sigma Alpha Epsilon, a national fraternity.
Yeah, what's going on with these guys?
All right, so the national headquarters closed the chapter at the University of Oklahoma yesterday, after a video emerged over the weekend showing members of the chapter at U of Oklahoma singing a racist song. The video gained visibility. I don't know how many people have seen it so far. If you have a Twitter account, you've probably seen it, or a Facebook account. The group describes itself as, quote, an alliance of black students organized for change within campus administration and atmosphere. Shows young men on a bus chanting, "There will never be a blanking at SAE." That means the N-word. And so the tweet, which was directed at the president of the university, says, quote, "Racism is alive at the University of Oklahoma. Students are demonstrating there starting this morning. Prayer vigil was held last night." At what point does anybody in this universe think this stuff is A-OK and that it isn't going to, if it gets circulated, isn't going to have some kind of ramification like this?
Stop right there.
I'm stuck.
If it gets circulated, you said. If it gets circulated.
It does get circulated.
Kids are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are real. They do stupid things.
Yeah.
And then they tweet it. And post it on YouTube, and post it on Vine. And I don't understand.
College kids are stupid.
No. Kids do stupid things. We all did stupid things when we were kids. The difference between you and I and them is that we weren't taking a cell phone and recording it and then posting it on social media.
I'm even looking at this.
How do you even think?
The tweet is... The fact... That the tweet is a part of stories, of news, the actual tweet. Here's President Boren, at President Boren. If the video is indeed of OU students, this behavior will not be tolerated and is contrary to all of our values. We are investigating. And then the follow-up from the fellow that runs the chapter, runs the fraternity nationally, says the chapter has immediately been placed on a cease and desist, no place for racism, they will be dealt with. But, and then it's like, Boren has 1,959 retweets. The guy from the fraternity has 228 retweets. This is not unusual, Kenny, for this sort of thing, right? When we I don't know if we...
Not at all.
This stuff.
Well, look at Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
How does she respond to her email story that's going on? She tweets, it's beautiful for a politician. I'm going to give you my answer in 146
characters.
You cut
the news media out, right? The news media is not necessary.
News media is not necessary, and I'm limited to how much I have to say.
Uh-huh. Because of the 140 words, you mean?
146 characters.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. But what do you need to know after that? What do you have to, after 140 words, what is there to the story? This sort of gets to the people who like to get, all right, let's get to the facts.
You're not going to get to the facts with 146 characters.
Really? You think not, eh?
But look at what 146 characters did.
But you
we
see,
know that there's a racist fraternity in the University
right,
of Oklahoma.
Okay. Here's another one. Let's see how many words there are here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 4, 6, 27. 27 words. You ready? Tell me that after I give you these 27 words, you don't know what's going on. You ready?
Sure. Far away.
Boko Haram, the extremist group, has made a bid to align itself with the larger terrorist organizations. They have lost ground to ISIS. They have lost ground to Al-Qaeda, so they want to join them. That's the story. What more do you need to know?
They used to be aligned with Al-Qaeda. Now they have switched their allegiances to ISIS.
Well, but they want to be connected to... yes, the Islamic State militants are the big deal now, so they want to be connected to that. I'm not sure. I didn't realize that they had renounced their connection to Al-Qaeda.
Mm.
They have?
They're not connected
to Al-Qaeda
at
all?
Yeah, they see ISIS as being the big boy on the block now and want to hang with them.
Mm. But all right. But didn't I give you the essence of what was going on in 27 words? So I'm making a point about Twitter and how quickly you can learn about things. Yeah, do you want some background conversation? Do you want to know, after we give you the facts, you want to have some kind of conversation about the about what you know, what you think, your opinion, yada, 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 maybe. But in essence, I think Twitter can do a good job of presenting the story, unless it's a very complex, like the plane that went off the runway. I'm just looking at a tweet, not many,
about
40 words, and you know what went on. So I think it does have value in the sense that it starts a conversation. It gets a conversation going. And I think that was my point, whether I made it well or not. it was on my mind.
And the leader of Boko Haram used Twitter, I think, to let everybody know.
Yeah.
That's his PR agency.
Right. But you don't need any of that stuff anymore. What fascinates me more than anything else about this sort of thing is how many people actually get... This is something that starts and goes viral, and how many people actually have access to the actual story or the actual tweet or the Facebook posting or whatever it is. You don't need PR people anymore, it would seem. All right, let me do some PR for Beats. Ready?
Super Beats.
There's a book called Beat the Odds that I read on the plane coming back yesterday. Beat the Odds, B-E-E-T, the odds. Harness the power of beats to radically transform your health. Do I have your attention? Beats. Simple. Sweet, great product. And it is a product. It's a product of the earth. You plant a little seed. I'll never, ever forget this. This is how you're going to remember how good Super Beats are. When I first met Uri Geller, who is one of my best friends in life, he was doing a radio program with me on KBC here in Los Angeles. It was 9 o'clock at night. He'd come in to promote one of his new books. Never met the guy in my life. Actually, honestly, I didn't really know Uri much. I mean, I kind of knew who he was, but I didn't really know what he did. I knew who he was, but I didn't know what he did. So he comes into the studio, and that's how you separate the wheat from the chaff here, the boys from the men. He went, when the microphone went on, I introduced him, he took over. I said, here's Uri Geller, he's got a new book called The Circle of Men, Mind Power, whatever it was. It was a little book, and he said, you want a dog? I should do, Richie, you ought to try to find him, we'll tell the story. I'm going to tell the story quicker than he would tell it at the moment. Doug, do you believe your power of your... You're better at this than I am, Richie, at doing voices. You're laughing. Anyway, he said, hold out your hand. So I held up my hand. He had a package of beet seeds with him. And he put a half a dozen seeds in my palm. And he said, close your hand and start thinking about those seeds. And then he went off to something else for a few minutes. And then he said, open up your hand again. And darn, when I look at my hand, the beet seeds were growing.
They sprouted.
They started to sprout. Yeah, they started to grow. Now, normally, when you stick beet seeds in the ground, it takes about 60 days for them to mature. And then at the end of that, you have something that not only tastes good, but is extraordinarily good for you. The beet hasn't been as popular for a long time as it is now. Do you like pickled beets? Do you prepare them? You like, you cook, you don't want to eat them raw. But there are so many benefits. You didn't probably know. This is one of the most underappreciated foods in the history of eating. And that's what I learned by reading this book, Beat the Odds. The use of beets affects your kidney, your skin, heart, your blood, cancer, conditions in your liver and gallbladder. If you're constipated, eating beets fixes you right up. Maybe that's a good bottom line. You want to know why that is? Because beets open up, there's a product in beets, the natural oxides, if you will, nitric oxides that affect your body are what the beet is all about. A nutrition gold mine, so rich in antioxidants and electrolytes and dietary nitrates. This is the way for you to instill confidence in yourself and your family. Take Super Beets every day like I've started to do. It's my new favorite product. You'll feel the energy in 20, 25 minutes. Man, will you make... I brought some of these out here. Richie, I actually have a box with a whole bunch of them that I'm sending to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Richie didn't have to call to order, but you do. 800-655-4183. Go to DougLikesBeets.com if you want to have some fun. Or if you just want to order after I've told you the story, fine. Call 800. Be that way. Call 800-655-4183. 4183. Get a free 30-day supply when you come together with the order taker. You'll get a regular order, and she'll say, hey, how about a 30-day supply free? And you're going to say, of course. Money-back guarantee. You'll get this book that I'm talking about, Beat the Odds, and free shipping. Call 800-655-4183. You will love the results. You will feel your best. It gets your blood into the muscles, your brain, opens up all of your arteries and veins, and the blood flows around. That's what the beets do. 800-655-4183. So make a drink out of it. Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Did you know you can help give back to your community with a tweet? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Basketball legend and NBA analyst Kenny Smith is leading the charge for the second year in a row for the Coors Light Full Court Refresh Program by asking basketball fans 21 and older to lend a hand.
Now through May 1st, Coors Light will donate up to $25,000 per community to refresh community courts when legal drinking age fans tweet out both hashtags, Full Court Refresh and hashtag over 21. That's hashtags Full Court Refresh and hashtag over 21.
So why are you involved, Kenny?
Because I love basketball, and Miller Coors is showing that they're committed to the communities. With the Full Court Refresh program, it's just one of several initiatives that they're doing.
Coors Light is working with the National Urban League Young Professionals to refresh courts in Philadelphia, Charlotte, Denver, Dallas, Oakland, Sacramento, Milwaukee, and Memphis. Log on to MillerCoors.com for more.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for a risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-921-3501. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats,
sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. Hurry, this limited time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-921-3501. That's 1-800-921-3501. Again, 1-800-921-3501.
Is it me or people not as warmly interested in the baseball season getting started as seems to have been the case in past years? A lot of games this weekend that were cool. Dodgers won? No, Dodgers. Yeah, Dodgers won, the Angels lost.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time, brought to you by the folks at Kohl's. This is the last week for those of you who have an idea to nominate a young volunteer for up to $10,000 in scholarships through the Kohl's Care Scholarship Program. Nominations accepted through this Friday. Yeah, this month we have another Friday, the 13th. So if you go online to kohlskids.com for details, nominate a youngster, go to kohlskids.com and check out the Kohl's Care Scholarship Program. Maybe there's somebody near you that you know about. Maybe even somebody in your family. Get $10,000 in scholarship money. Not a bad deal. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here in Tech Talk time, Shelley Palmer, our daily reporter, is going to be here in a moment to talk with you about research which shows a lot of jobs in the future, and maybe not that far down the track, will be taken over by automation. This is good news for the people that are building those machines. Maybe not so good for you if you're doing like that. Look at the car factories, how they have changed. Remember, I've told you stories about working in the plant where they made the GM cars, the Buick Oldsmobile Pontiac plant that was in Framingham as a kid. I worked there. There were 1,400 jobs at that plant. And now those equivalent jobs are down to about 450. The rest of them are all done by robots. They put,
you know, the other,
they weld the things, the bodies together, and they put things together. They paint the car. Yeah, what else?
The other job, I read yesterday an article about reporters being replaced by automated article writers. So a computer just takes the information from, let's say, a baseball game, And it's got a template to where it can use phrases and words and setups and everything to be able to write the article itself. And they had two paragraphs, one written by a human and one written by a computer, about two different football games, and you could not tell the difference which one was which.
Right,
and they say in 20 years that most of the stuff would be written by computers.
That song, in the year 2525, A Man Is Still Alive, that's coming true. All right, then we have the story about the Apple Watch. Stand by for that. Up next here on Good Day.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, could self-driving vehicles and robotic clerks take your job? A machine learning algorithm from Oxford University sifted through U.S. Bureau of Statistics data and suggests that up to 47% of American jobs could be replaced by technology within the next 20 years. If you drive a taxi or a truck or operate a forklift, you're likely to be replaced by self-driving vehicles. The algorithm also predicts that retail salespeople are also at risk, as the data collected about your shopping preferences will be able to predict your wants and desires more efficiently than human salespeople. It's easy to dismiss this research as too far in the future to matter, but in practice, the rate of technological change is accelerating, so we may see some impact from these predictions sooner than later. Could your very human job be taken by a not-so-very human computer or autonomous vehicle? Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit Barracuda.com/firewalls.
All right, it's an Apple Day, the first foray into this new product called wearables. And Apple is going to premiere its Apple Watch this afternoon here on the West Coast, 1 o'clock Eastern time, so what, 10 o'clock our time, Kenny. The CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, is going to lead the presentation. That's one of the things I like about Apple, the fellow who really is in charge gets out front. When Jobs was running, he was always the one who would present the information. They've created apps for this watch. They'll be streaming the presentation live, so this is a big event.
It's a big event. They're expected to announce a laptop as well and a few other things. But what we're going to find out today is a little bit more about the watch, more specifically the price. All we knew before is that it was going to start at $350.
So why would somebody want one of these watches? What's the benefit of having a what they call a wearable?
Not having to carry some big old phone with you for the simpler things.
You can talk into your wrist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dick Tracy.
Yeah, right. That's what I think of when I see the story. It's like Dick Tracy time.
It's also expected they're going to have watch boutiques opening in some cities. Yeah.
Just buy your watches there.
Yeah. There you go.
59 after. This is Good Day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.